Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Joining us on the line right now is Debbie Bressler. She's with the Crescent City Countdown Club. Debbie, nice to speak with you today.
It's good to be back talking to you. Thank you.
I bet you are very excited for tonight's festivities. I know you've been working a really long time and a really hard way on everything that's going on. Tell us what's on tap here today.
Well, you know, we've got the New Year's Eve fireworks at midnight along the river, but we have a wonderful day leading up to this, of course. Because we're going to start it off with the 2 o'clock Allstate Sugar Bowl Parade, which goes along Decatur Street along the river. And then we get to from 9 o'clock to midnight, Decatur Street at Jackson Square Stage, New Orleans Eve Concert, that's going to feature music by DJ Archie Away, Bonorama, and Tank and the Bangas. And that's going to all lead up to the fleur-de-lis drop, and then, of course, the skies will light up with the most beautiful, beautiful show over the Mississippi. I just got a total count, 2,180 shot count in the show this year.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Is that more than previous years?
It's about, a little bit more. Yeah, it's a little bit bigger. And plus, you've got, you know, you've got shells that are like the big, big 8-inch, 10-inch shells. I mean, the 10-inch alone goes up 1,000 feet high and has 1,000 foot span. So it, you know, and then it reflects on the river, reflects off the building. It's just amazing to watch. These are, you know, it's a real professional show and it's a community project. We couldn't do it without you guys, without our sponsors. We start over every year raising the money to make this happen and to produce this tradition for our great city.
We are so grateful, Debbie. I think maybe too many people don't know that about you and about what your organization does. I think the city pays for this, or I don't know, you know, it's just a thing people take for granted. No, this is a thing that has to be financed and organized by people like Debbie and her colleagues. So we're all so grateful for that. What was it? Was it 2020 when it was in the middle of pandemic, when we had kind of a funding crunch,
right,
and then you got kind of a big celebrity funder there at the end? Am I remembering that correctly?
That was, I think, for a 4th of July show.
Oh, okay.
It was, I think, Will Smith, right?
That's what I thought.
Three days. We didn't have the money. 3 days before the show, and J&M was amazing that we were able to do it, but it was wonderful the way it happened, although we don't do things that quickly with fireworks anymore. But it was just a gift to the city. But we'll start planning New Year's Eve in the next couple days, you know, into the new year, and getting everybody to remember. I mean, you know, we get funding, of course, we're in partnership with the Mayor's Office of Cultural Economy, and we get a grant from New Orleans Tourism and Cultural Fund. And then New Orleans and Company, Allstate Sugar Bowl, the Berger and Tiller families, French Quarter Festivals, J&M Displays puts in another amount for us. And then, of course, we've got you guys, WWL Magic, WWL.com. We couldn't do it without you. And, of course, this was one of Helen's babies, the fireworks, as you know.
Yep,
so
absolutely.
And then we have 25 other community sponsors, and we could not do it without this. This is all local people supporting a local tradition.
That is so cool. Look, Debbie, I love the fireworks. In no way am I suggesting that you should change the fireworks or anything, but I've seen some headlines and stories lately on TV and across the internet. Drone shows are an increasingly popular alternative to fireworks, especially in communities where the fire danger is very high and the fire districts aren't real thrilled about the fireworks shows. People are doing drone shows as an alternative. Has that come across your desk at any time in the last couple of years? Is that a thing that's been pitched to you?
It really has. And we look at it, the fact that we're over the river, we're a marine show, which is why we can have the big shells and we're so, you know, quote, it's much safer. We're not doing this over land. However, those drone shows are extremely expensive.
Sure.
I mean, even with 4th of July show, you know, we used to have dueling barges. And after Hurricane Ida, our Uncle Sam Zito had donated the barges to us for the show. I mean, for almost 15 years. And then we ended up having to pay it. Now you have to have the tugboat and then there's got to be a empty barge and then the fireworks barge, so for safety. And we're having to pay more marine costs that we haven't had to pay before. Mm-hmm. So the drones are exciting, but they're very, very expensive shows. But who knows what's down the road one day? You know, it's a new year. We never know. But I think we're sticking with the traditional fireworks because we've got the Mississippi Good. River as our is our showcase. So,
well, hey,
yeah,
you know,
they are fascinating.
If if they're too expensive, maybe Will Smith comes to town and says, "Hey, you know, here's a check."
That's right.
I mean, anything could happen.
For another movie.
Hey, you know,
listen, we learned that. We know that's true.
Yep. Interesting thing about Will. This is a total non sequitur, but I'm going to go for it anyway. Mm-hmm. Some number of years ago, I was traveling in Africa, and I went to Zimbabwe to Victoria Falls.
I've been there.
Have you really?
Yes, I have.
Did you bungee jump?
No, I didn't. I was looking at animals. No, thank you. I'm sitting here recovering from a fall where I fell on my side from a pine cone. No bungee jumping for me.
Bless your heart. Well, I don't know if I would do it now. This is almost 10 years ago. I was in better shape then. But I went bungee jumping over Victoria Falls, and the people who ran the bungee jump thing wouldn't stop talking about who had been bungee jumping at that exact same spot just the day before. Was Will Smith.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
If I had gotten there a day earlier, I would have seen Will Smith. Yeah, no, everyone loves Will Smith.
You could have bungee jumped with Will. That's right.
I know, man. No, I just said everybody loves Will Smith. I could think of one person that probably doesn't, Chris Rock. But that's a totally different story. Okay, great. So, Debbie, and I know the parade starts at 2 o'clock. And where exactly does it begin? I know it goes down Decatur Street, but where's the starting point?
Decatur Street along the river and heading up toward, you know, Canal Street.
Uh-huh.
So they can go if they want to find out more about the Sugar Bowl festivities, and I'll give that to them. They can go to allstatesugarbowl.org and get the specifics. And also the concert would be FQFI.org, French Quarter Festivals, Inc., but so that you can get it. But that does start at 9 o'clock. And, of course, the fleur-de-lis will drop, and then we will be lighting up the sky at midnight. And don't forget, they can log on to WWL.com to get the music that's used to choreograph the fireworks. And that's going to include the Georgia Bulldog fight song and the Notre Dame Fighting Irish songs. And the colors of those teams will light up when the songs play.
Oh, that's so cool.
Have the music as a background. That was Helen and I's favorite part was the music.
I love it. That's so sweet. Hey, listen, Debbie, I live in the French Quarter. I suppose it's probably too late to redirect the parade so it goes by my house, right?
I think so. It might be.
Damn. Okay. Well, maybe we can talk about that for next year.
We'll get you on there some kind of way. But no, it's always exciting, and of course, with all the people in from out of town and all of our locals and all of our guests that are here, it's so much fun. We love seeing our parades and our floats on the street whenever we can. We have a culture that we get to celebrate, and our culture is also our economy. And the economy is our culture. So this is good for New Orleans.
Yeah, you're right. Well, Debbie, just once again, thank you so much for your work and your way in this regard. You keep saying, it couldn't happen without the sponsors. Debbie, I don't think this happens without you. And you've done so much for so long in this regard. And we're all just so grateful. You've been such great partners over the years. I know everything's going to go smoothly tonight. I wish you a happy new year, ma'am. And we'll talk to you again soon.
A happy and safe new year to you. Take care.
Yes, you too, ma'am. There goes Debbie Bressler. She's with the Crescent City Countdown Club.